You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the Way FM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
After such a long year of dealing with travel restrictions due to the threat of spreading coronavirus, many Americans are excited to finally be able to get out of town for the July 4th holiday weekend.
Oh, yeah. Like, I know there are a lot of people that want to see family or get away from family and going to take full advantage of this time.
Right. Well, if you're part of the 51% planning to do just that, AAA has taken it upon themselves to let you know a few things.
Okay, like some travel stuff,
yes.
Tips and stuff.
Yeah. So according to them, if you were planning to travel, well, you should have started yesterday.
Oh. Well, that would have been good news yesterday, maybe, or the day before. It's like when someone goes to the doctor and they're like, I got good news and bad news. The good news is you have a week to live. The bad news is I should have told you a week ago, you know?
Yeah. Well, due to their claim that roads will be crammed starting this afternoon, that's why they're saying you should have started yesterday. If you're thinking to yourself, well, dang it, I don't even have my bags packed. Well, maybe you can at least miss the traffic coming back.
Okay, when should you come home then?
All right, so AAA suggests you try to avoid making your way back late afternoon Monday, specifically between 4 and 5 p.m. when supposedly the most traffic will be going
on. Okay, so yeah, like people running around last minute trying to milk every bit of the holiday time out, because the 4th is on Sunday, and so you get, most companies will give you that Monday off.
Right. Eesh. I know that's the case for us.
Yeah.
And my plan so far is to go boating with a couple of friends.
Oh, really?
Nice. But we're ending around 5 p.m., so maybe that'll
be careful.
Later.
Well, what's that TikTok song, Into the Thick of It?
Yeah.
It'll be Into the Thick of It.
Without a doubt.
Well, there you go. Hopefully that'll help you as you plan for your 4th of July weekend coming up.
Boy, you got a friend in me.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and you know, everybody needs a friend. You know, your friends get you through life, and it's community.
And they make life a little bit brighter, too, so you don't have to do it alone.
And they'll help you move. Like, that's,
okay.
Yeah.
They're not servants that you can just call anytime.
Call on them to be served. Yeah. God calls us to be served.
Yeah, exactly. some of them are. You have different categories of friends, I think. And Gavin, you actually found like an article about this, right?
Yeah, it was a list of the friends that you actually need in your life. So the first one is someone who is older.
Okay.
And wiser.
Okay,
than
that's you guys and me, because I'm older.
Well,
and wiser.
The older part,
older,
for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Not wiser.
Mm. But it's somebody that you can learn from and who can be a mentor to you.
I'm a sage. I'm your Yoda. That was a bad analogy for me. You're like, yeah, you do kind of look like him.
Wiser than you, I am.
Yeah. Have you looked into moisturizer? Because your skin looks really bad.
The next person on the list is someone who is younger than you. So that's us.
Like you guys fight it, but I purposely do that. I purposely, for this job, have people younger than me because it keeps you in touch with like a different demographic than you are in touch with, and it keeps you young and keeps you knowing about things that other people like my age have no idea, like TikTok. Like I could go to friends of mine and try to explain TikTok to them, and they'd have no idea. But me, because of Betty, I have lost hours of my life on TikTok.
You are welcome.
I know, and I thank you for it.
Oh, the next person was someone who has a different home culture than you, and I think that one's actually very interesting. And I didn't experience too much of that until I got to college, where my first roommate was named Krish, and he was from India, and he had all these different ways of living, and even spending his downtime was different than mine, where it was like go, and he was like, no, I'm good to just sit back and let things unfold the way I want them to.
It definitely challenges your worldview to have people with differing opinions or differing backgrounds in your life, and because this is the thing, in your friendships, a lot of times you can navigate the differences, and you can agree to disagree, and you can learn, and you can grow. Online, we don't do that. Online, we just destroy each other, you know, but I think it's really important to have that for sure.
Absolutely, and the last person on this list was someone just next door.
And I'll tell you, man, like having a good next door neighbor is important. The like you can leave them a house key and they can help you when you need things and you can help them. Really important.
Do you know your neighbors?
On one side. Yes.
That's one.
Yeah. So I'm working on it. All right. I just learned them recently. So, you know, I'm not really good about that. I am that culture that you pull into your garage and your garage door goes down behind you and you don't socialize a lot in the cul-de-sac. I don't. You know? Yeah. Because a lot of the people we moved in with have moved out.
And so you drove them away?
I did. The people I was friends with like moved out and the new people came in and you just don't really meet them, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the way you used to. So here's what I want to talk about, though, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM with you is what is that other type of friend that you're like, yeah, I need this in my life? Mine is the move type friend. That friend that will come and help you move when you need to, or you've got to carry furniture upstairs that your wife just, she has no upper body strength. True story. And you can't get this piece up and it almost killed you trying to do it by yourself.
Wow.
Yeah, true story. You need that friend that will lift things. For me, that's Paul. Paul is my...
Way to go, Paul.
Yeah, Paul is my, hey, come lift things with me, friend. So what's your friend that you definitely need in your life? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. You can always be part of the show. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that type of friend you need?
The type of friend that I need, she has known me for over 35 years.
So long-term relationship friend, that person that's been with you. Now, you guys probably haven't lived in the same city, have you, that whole time?
No, we have not, but our friendship has never, ever dwindled.
See, I have friends like that because I've moved around the country a lot, and I have friends that I have known for years, but have only seen, like, maybe twice in the last 3 years, you know, or longer. But every time we talk, we just instantly pick right back up, and I love that.
Absolutely. This friend of mine, my daughters call her their second mom. They know they can call her for anything, and she is there for them.
And she can be one of those people that speaks into your life about how, you know, if she sees a change in you because she knows how you've been from the very beginning, she can speak into that with love and respect. And I'm sure you can hear that with an ear of respect as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The truth coming from her, even though it hurts, it's real. And I know she's sincere and has my best interest.
Okay, that's an interesting take. That's where I lose that friend. What is the kind of best friend you need?
You got to have that mechanic best friend.
Yes, yes. If that's not your skill set, like it's not mine. Like I can build stuff and I can fix and repair stuff, but like when an engine goes down, I just stand there and I tap it with a screwdriver and hope that something happens. So you're absolutely right.
The guy you can call up and just say, hey, this is what's going on. What do you think it is? Or can you help me fix it? Whatever, you know.
I think you could even extrapolate this out into the person that is the emotional fixer. Like you can fix an engine. You got that person, but then you probably also need that person that can come do some emotional tune-ups for you as well. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. I got an email from Tiff. Her name's Tiffany, but we're super tight, so I call her Tiff.
Hey, Tiff.
Tiffers. So she says, hey, I love the song by Kane, Rise Up. It's this song here.
Come on and rise up.
And I agree with Tiffer. She has great taste in music, for sure. It's a great song. But she goes, hey, every time I hear this, another song comes to mind. Huh? And I'm curious if you hear it too. And it's the Free Willy theme song.
What? Oh, from the back Michael in the day. Jackson?
Yes,
oh,
Michael Jackson. Yes, yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Like from back in the day, that movie about Keiko the whale that jumps over the kid at the end.
Yes, I remember that.
I never saw it.
Oh,
never. I don't think he missed anything.
I don't. Not. Yeah, I don't think so. The shot of the whale, because they didn't have all the CG graphics back then, jumping over the kid looked so fake, I was out. So that
Does
was
it?
It.
I thought it was real. But I was a kid.
You thought
when I
the whale jumped over the kid?
Well, I was a kid at the time, though, when I was watching it, so I believed anything.
Yeah, okay. No, watch it again. You'll be like, oh, that doesn't stand up. So she says it's the chorus part where they start singing Rise Up that reminds me of the song. Is it just me? And so, I don't know. Maybe it is just you, Tiff. So let's do this. Let's do a little comparison, because I love when people hear things like this and they want to know if they're alone. So this is Kane.
Come on and rise up. Take a breath, you're alive now. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus?
And this is Michael Jackson's Free Willy.
Show me.
Free and lonely.
Show
am going to say that Tiffers is on her own here.
Yeah.
Because I can't hear it.
Vocally, not at all. Because at
least, no.
You know, and then the other guy from Kane is like a manly voice. And then you got,
yeah, but Michael Jackson has sold way out more than they
A little, a couple more albums than Kane. Yeah. You know what? I don't hear it specifically as much as I do anthemically.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like, I think they're in the same genre of like motivation kind of thing. Like this song, Rise Up. I think you could hear this at the end of a movie where a whale is jumping over somebody. Come on and rise up, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's very, very inspiring and motivational. So I think that would be good. But I think for me, that's where that comparison probably ends. It's not.
Oh, you and Tippers don't have that much in common.
You know what? But it's the cool thing about our relationship, outside of it's the first time she's emailed me, is that we can get over these kind of things and we can agree to disagree.
That's when you know it's a grown-up relationship.
It really is.
That's so good.
So, Tippers, thank you for emailing me. If you ever hear anything that you're like, hey, that sounds like this or that sounds like that, I love doing these comparisons. So feel free to hit me up, Wally@wayfm.com. I get people all the time that, even though I work in radio, they're like, I've got this great idea for a book. Like, how do I get this thing published?
Yeah, and a great place to start is the Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing from Colorado Christian. It'll help elevate your writing abilities and prepare you to submit your works confidently in a manner that has the best chance of publication.
And here's the best part for you. It's all done 100% online. And why would it not be? It's writing, and you can do that from the privacy of your own home in a bathrobe. That's how all good writers write. I don't know if you know that. Bathrobe and slippers. And it can help prepare you for a successful writing career.
CCU's Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing gives you the opportunity to learn under the tutelage of world-renowned best-selling author Jerry B. Jenkins, who chairs the program and developed the curriculum.
All right, so if you've ever wanted to write a book or you've been working on one for a long time, the Jerry B. Jenkins Creative Writing Program at CCU Online will give you a chance to succeed in the ministry or in the marketplace.
So find out more about Colorado Christian University and the brand new Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing at CCU.edu. That's CCU.edu.
So the pandemic is still a thing.
A few months ago, the thought of an infectious disease, even hypothetical, would have sent me careening towards Bummerville.
But we'll get through this together. It's the Wally Show.
So in the ongoing COVID saga of kind of like misinformation, where do you land? The World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control, those are the ones that the CDC is kind of what monitors our behavior inside of this, are out of step when it comes to COVID-19's mask guidance. And it's offering a little bit of confusion. Because of the Delta variant skyrocketing across the globe, the World Health Organization called for all vaccinated people to continue to wear masks. But the CDC, however, hasn't followed suit. They're like saying, no, we're going to stick with our non-mask mandates of for vaccinated people of being able to not wear a mask indoor or outdoor, so long as it's 2 weeks past your second vaccination. Unvaccinated people are still supposed to be wearing masks and social distancing. That's the CDC's official stance on this. So,
okay.
There is no way, though, that our CDC could reverse where they're at, regardless of what the World Health Organization says.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Because then it would make all the vaccines moot at that point. If they go, okay, I know you're vaccinated, but you got to still wear a mask. It's like, well, why did I get vaccinated then? So they cannot reverse and follow suit with this. And so Dr. Fauci weighed in on it, and he said, basically, the rest of the world is fundamentally unvaccinated because they don't have near the numbers that we have. And so they're saying we are in a different category. But again, the World Health Organization is following science, and our whole claim here has been follow the science. And so I think this is the problem. We follow the science we want to follow, you know, and whatever the agenda happens to be at the time, that's what we push, and we push that narrative. And that's been the frustration for everybody caught in the middle of this. And the two sides of the vaccine debate, you know, and you get caught in the middle of that, and there's no real consensus either way. And so the most two common vaccines, though, they say have worked fairly well, the Pfizer and Moderna, against the Delta variant, which is really good news. So where does this all leave you if you're vaccinated? Vaccinated here, people in the U.S. still don't have to wear masks. And the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, said, "We believe you're safe."
So,
that's in print, so it's hard because you can
believe.
Say it depends on how you said it. It says, "We believe you're safe." or we believe you're safe. I think that's probably how she said it, but I'm not 100% sure.
I don't think she's 100% sure.
And therein lies the problem. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And, you know, when you're a parent, it's so funny. You never stop being a parent. Literally, as that song was ending, my phone went off. It was my Ring doorbell. And it was my daughter who is living with us. She's 22, and she was going to work. And she pauses at the door and waits to for me to pick up my phone and talk to her and say, hey, have a good day. And so that happened right as we were running into this break. And so I'm like, okay, I got to try and get this done. But, like, that's my kid, you know. And she's an adult now, but she's still my kid. She always will be. And I'll always treat her like my little baby, you know, no matter how old she gets. And I think that's just a natural thing. It's not overprotective. It's just a natural thing.
Yeah, I kind of had a similar situation recently. I wasn't feeling so good a weekend earlier. And so I'm 36 years old. I call my mom pretty much every day just to check in. And I called her that day and I just happened to just say in passing, yeah, I'm not feeling all that great today. And she was like, oh no, oh, what's wrong? And then later on in the conversation, after we'd talked a while, she goes, hey, just call me later on in the day just to let me know how you're feeling, if you're doing better and all that stuff. And it made me laugh, and not to make fun of her, but it made me laugh because I'm 36 years old, and yet she still wants me to call her later in the day to let her know how I'm feeling. Is my tummy feeling any better?
She's still your mom. And she probably was like, what medicine have you taken? I want to make sure you're taking the right thing, and you're not mixing medicines. You need me to drive some chicken soup over.
Right, you know? Exactly.
But that's what moms do, and they're amazing.
But at 36 years old, it makes me wonder, are there others out there that are having similar situations where no matter how old you get, your parents are still treating you like children?
Oh, absolutely. I guarantee it. Like, I will treat Haley as my child, as a child, even when she's 40 or 50, you know? I think it's just how it is. So how do your parents still treat you like a child even though you are an adult, okay? So, I mean, you've heard two examples right here. I know there's got to be more, and probably more extreme ones, too, is what I'm thinking. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Put that in your favorites so you can get right through, because sometimes phones get jammed. But we love talking to you about this stuff. So 855-33-WAY-FM. Lori, how does your mom treat you like a kid still as an adult?
So every day on the way home from work, and I don't work every day during the week, I call my mom in the afternoon and I tell her about my day. Well, earlier this week, it's funny you mention this, earlier this week, I didn't call her right away after I got off work. And close to 6 o'clock, I got this text. I hope you got home okay.
Oh, absolutely. Your mom's going to worry about you till the day she dies, you know? and the fact that you did not text her or call her, what kind of daughter are you?
How rude.
I'm horrible. Fire me. I mean.
And it is funny because for you, you're just living your life, but you got to remember you are your mom's life, you know? Because your mom, when you don't call, instantly her brain goes to the worst possible scenarios of what could have happened to you.
And she passed that off onto me, by the way. I'm just saying, if I'm expecting someone to call me and they don't call me or they don't show up for an appointment, I'm like, oh my gosh, did they get in a car accident?
Oh, absolutely. Lori, do you have kids?
No, sir, I do not.
See, you're going to be a great mom. You've already got the basis for worrying about your children down.
Thank you, Wally.
So how old are you?
I'm 31 years old.
Okay, so that's a full-blown adult, and you've been adulting for a while. So how does your mom still treat you like a kid?
Well, we live together. She doesn't work, so I like to say that I have a live-in nanny because I have two daughters that she helps me take care of. And, you know, just every little thing, you know, I'm not eating right, or I go outside, get some sunshine. But just a few days ago, my one-and-a-half-year-old, she fell at the park, and she was limping a little bit. And my mother instinct told me she's fine, you know, I'm moving her legs around. She's fine. And my mom, 2 days later, she's like, she's still limping. I just got in my car and took her to the hospital. And I'm like, I'm here because my mom told me to be here. I'm not even here because I think there's anything wrong. And they're like, your mom told you to come? And I'm like, yeah. So I'm here because I'm listening to my mom.
Was there anything wrong?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, okay.
They said it was a muscle sprain. And you, I mean, you can't even do anything, they said, about a muscle sprain for a one-year-old because they're not even going to let you, like, put an ice pack on them.
Sure.
So.
You know what you should do is go, Mom, you know what? I listened to you. And have you seen the bill from the hospital?
Uh-huh.
I charge your mom.
Right. Well, because she's my live-in nanny, I won't say that.
But, yeah, that's true. I think you'd probably owe her.
Right. Shout out to my mom because she is the best thing in the world. wild to me. I don't know where I'd be without her or my stepdad, who I my dad. So shout out to both of them.
Name it and claim it.
Name it and claim it. Claim it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Name It and Claim It is where we try to put our brains together and help somebody name an inanimate object to give it a little bit of life. And the way it works is we'll come up with a name. If Betty Rock likes mine or I like hers, then we'll agree with that and go with it. But if we like to stick with our own, Gavin gets to decide what name we send. And so here we go for today. I've got a name it and claim it for you. I'm a huge fan. Listen to the podcast every day. My husband has a new obsession, Japanese maple trees. We just got married a few months ago, and he and my stepkids name everything. They have a red pan named Rosie, a spatula named Spatula, and he just bought a fifth tree. So can you guys name it? This is an Emperor One type, okay? So I don't know what that means. It's very nice. A few other things that might be helpful. He loves Star Wars, especially Darth Vader, a Michigan fan, ex-Navy. He works on helicopters. Ooh. Super cool. And we all love the Marvel movies. Help us out, please. Let's start with you, Lady Rock. What do you have?
Okay, so I really focused on when they said the type of tree is an Emperor One.
Okay.
I have no idea what that means. But I thought of Emperor and that the fact that he likes Star Wars.
Yes.
Well, I don't know much about Star Wars, but I did Google. I think there's emperors in Star
there
Wars.
Are, yes, there are.
There's one.
I like where you're going. Gavin's already excited because Gavin is a Star Wars freak.
So I went with Darth Sidious.
Oh, such a miss.
Is that the... He's an emperor, right?
Such
Wait,
a
I'm
miss.
Not done. I'm not done. He's an emperor, right? He becomes an emperor?
No.
He is the emperor. Darth Sidious. Yes,
no.
He is. Gavin.
Yeah.
He is. Okay.
He is.
So he was born.
Okay.
But he was born. His original name was Sheev.
Okay.
So I think you should name him Sheevan.
Okay, like Steven, but Sheevan. Okay, not bad. Like, I thought, Gavin, she was going to go Palpatine.
I did too.
Like name it Emperor Palpatine is like
but
the most famous
I
one.
I do think Sheevan is a little cuter than
okay.
Palpatine.
All right, yeah, but it is a boy, but whatever. Okay, so I first cued into like the twisted nature of the tree. It's very odd and wonky, and so I was thinking Theodore, because that is the real name of Dr. Seuss, is Theodore Seuss Geisel. But then I was like, you know what, I want to make it really personal to him because he works on helicopters. Do you guys know that in 1942, the Sikorsky helicopter became the first helicopter to reach its full-scale production? And so he would know this because he's a helicopter guy. But I would go with Igor would be the name for it because Igor Sikorsky was the inventor of the modern helicopter. So I'm going with Igor. Really, Gavin?
Well, you guys haven't talked about if you're gonna change.
Oh, I know we're not changing. Like,
I'm not changing.
Had she gone
Igor?
With Palpatine?
Really?
Had she gone with Palpatine? I would have changed to her side.
No, you wouldn't. I'm going
okay.
with Sheevan.
Let me ask you this. Let's do something we haven't done before.
He's
negotiate.
Debate with you.
What if we went with Palpatine and we both went with Palpatine together? Because
no,
not that it's mine. Because it's
yeah,
your,
you'll take
no,
full credit
no,
for
I won't.
It.
No,
I promise. I'm sticking with Sheevan.
No,
Sheevan.
Listen to me for just one second. I promise I won't take credit for it because you started that train of
I
the
don't
emperor.
Like Palpatine.
You just didn't know which emperor it was.
I like Sheevan. That's right. His first name.
All right, I'm going to go with Palpatine then. So, Gavin, are you going to go with Sheevan or Palpatine?
I think I'm still going to stick with Sheevan because Palpatine,
no.
Darth Sidious, Sheevan, they're all the same person.
Yeah, they're
they
the
are
same person.
All the same person
Except
within
mine's
Star
better.
Wars.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Emperor Palpatine is Darth Sidious.
What?
Yeah, they're the same person.
I never knew that. Anyway.
I didn't either, but I'm going to pretend that I did, and I'm going with Sheevan.
What a mistake.
Woo!
All right. Sorry, guys. I guess you get Sheevan. I have watched Shark Week on Discovery Channel for years. Hey, it's Wally, and right now there is a feeding frenzy that's not even taking place in the water. It's real estate. I've been looking for a house for quite some time now, and the real estate market is insane with extreme competition. Houses are going for way above asking price and with multiple offers, so if you're going to be a serious buyer, you have to be ready, and United Faith Mortgage can help. They are good at not only getting you approved, but also making your approval look as good as possible to help you win the home. United Faith Mortgage is a family of faith-based mortgage professionals who have a direct lender advantage, which can help you close faster and oftentimes can help you get a better rate and save you monthly and lifelong money. So maybe you don't feel like jumping into the feeding frenzy right now and buying a new home, but now could be a great time to refinance because home values are up and interest rates are down. So check out United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
You ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
Can I tell you guys a secret?
Yes.
Please.
And even though we're on radio, I guess it's not a secret anymore. But my favorite it's a secret menu item at Starbucks. It's called the Cotton Candy Frappuccino.
Oh, that sounds on brand for you.
A poll in the room. I'm surprised.
not a bit, but a little jealous. I might be honest, I would drink that.
It's delicious. And this recipe for that order is actually very simple. It's just a vanilla frappuccino, which is a very normal item, and then you just add strawberry cream to it. But there are plenty of secret menu items at Starbucks that are much more complicated than that.
I've always wondered if secret menus really exist, or are they an urban legend? Because, like, how many times do you go and you start working at Starbucks or something, and they go, okay, you've got to learn these 150 drinks. Oh, and by the way, you also need to learn 400 weird internet drinks.
Exactly.
You know? Like, I just don't know if it exists.
Starbucks is actually trying to make ordering a quote-unquote secret menu item a much easier process than you attempting to recall what all might be in that cotton candy or a more complicated frappuccino. So what they're doing is they're actually taking a few select locations, sending out these invitations to people on Facebook and Instagram, inviting them to order a secret menu item that they've come up with. Mm. And then they send them a QR code for that secret menu item, which is, again, not on the regular menu.
Right.
With all of the, and it's not, you know, something a trained Starbucks employee is taught how to make. So they give them this QR code, and then you take that QR code to your local Starbucks. They scan it, and then they're able to see through that scan, through that QR code, the recipe for that secret menu drink. Cool. So that you don't have to be like, I think it needs this in it,
right,
and this in it, and this in it. They can see the recipe.
This sounds high maintenance to
me. Well, it does on the surface, I agree with you. But like, if you're into all of the trendy kind of food stuff and you feel like you're on the inside, you know, then this would be really cool. The big question is, like, on every QR code with every secret menu drink, no matter what it is, do they have the last step in there that's the same? Burn it.
No.
Like, that's every Starbucks, just burn it and make it not taste like a real coffee, and then you got it done. So secret menu, a secret exposed, actually. All right, that's gonna do it. Thank you so much, Gavin. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And if life was as easy as a sitcom family, you know, all your problems would be solved in 30 minutes, and it'd be great, wouldn't it? You know, but, you know, I was listening to our pastor at church. He was talking about his family, and one of the things he tries to instill in them every day as they go off to school, they have like a ritual. And I thought, oh, this is really good. It's healthy for their kids. He says, listen, love, learn, lead, and be a good friend. Like, those are really great things to instill in your kids. And if that's their motto and their credo that they hear every day, eventually that's going to seep into them, and they'll start to live that out in practical ways, which I absolutely love.
So, I mean, that's his family,
right?
But I'm sure that there's other families out there that have to have mottos as well.
Yeah, like, I've always had in my family, finish strong. And that was kind of a thing with my daughter early on, like when she would start a project, because anyone can start anything. It's really easy to start, but finishing is what takes the grit, and you have to stay in it, even when it's not easy sometimes, but finish strong, end well, you know, even if it's a job, like say your job is coming to a close and you know you're parting ways or whatever, end well, you know, don't burn that bridge. And that's easier said than done sometimes. Don't look at me.
Sounds like something you're giving as to your daughter, but yeah, something you're not following.
In my past, career-wise, I did not always take my own advice.
And, okay, and so you're speaking from experience.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Okay. It's funny because my daughter calls me on that stuff too all the time. but that is kind of our thing of like, just finish strong. And so his is listen, love, learn, lead, and be a good friend. If you had a family motto, maybe you already have one written down, or that you've just kind of gone through over time with your family, and it's like the thing you say all the time, or maybe you're thinking, oh, this is a good idea. Maybe this should be it. I'd love to know what that is. And again, starting this every day with your kids, I think is so, so smart. So let's talk about this for a minute with you. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show. And we'll take your family motto now. So what is your family motto?
Always be nicer to others than they were to you.
Oh, that's a good one too, man. Like that whole biblical concept, turn the other cheek and love those that hate you. And that's really great. And it's put in such a easy way as be nicer to people than they are to you. That's awesome. That's not easy to do though all the time.
No, it's not. And you raise your kids to know that this is coming. It's expected. There are going to be people that are not nice to you, you know, like on a daily basis. So you have to decide how you want to respond to it.
Because that's the thing. We can't control other people's behavior. The only thing that we truly have control over is ourselves and our reaction
right.
to that behavior. And so, yeah, you want to instill in them just a thought. And if this is a thing you've put in their brains beforehand, when that moment pops up and there's that split second of someone was just mean to me, do I lash back out or do I hear these words of my mom in my head and I take a different
right.
track? I think probably a lot of times your kids will take that other track.
Yeah, I hope so. That's what I'm counting on.
None of them have been in jail, have they?
No, we're good.
You're doing a great job.
Way to go.
Great job, right. Sandy. So, Nolan, welcome to the show.
Hi.
All right, Nolan, how old are you?
8
years old. So do you already have a family motto that you're aware of?
Yes.
What is it?
Be kind, be respectful, and make good choices.
Wow, that's 3 really good things. If you only could do one of those, which would you choose?
Be kind.
Oh, so good. I love that. I love your heart. And you should do all 3, obviously. Well, hey, Nolan, it sounds like you've got a great motto and you're living it out, man. That's awesome. I appreciate you being on the show with us.
You're welcome.
Have a great day and be kind, be respectful, and make good choices.
Okay.
All right, Christy, you're up. What is your family's motto?
My family's motto is, if you're going to be stupid, you better be tough.
A little different from Nolan's a second ago, but I do like this.
Sure.
Explain, please.
I sure will. My grandpa started it. My dad done. I've done it to my daughter, who's now 24. The meaning is, if you need to think about what you're going to say, what you're doing, how you're acting, or there's always consequences. It's kind of funny, but so true.
My dad had a similar motto he used to tell us. He would say, don't write checks with your mouth that your hiney can't cash.
That's exactly right.
Boy, it's great being from the South, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
The advice up north sounds completely different.
I love it.
Need to freshen up your playlist? Here's what's new on Now.
Way Now is our sister side stream where you can go and check out music that is more in like the hip-hop genre, maybe some rap, a little bit more pop. So it's a little bit more of a different flavor than you would hear on here on Way FM.
Yeah, sometimes you're like, oh, I want to hear a little something different. Or maybe if this isn't your style of music, somebody you know, like kids and things like that, you're like, oh, hey, check this out, because you still want good messages, godly messages getting into your kid's life, even if it's music you don't like. You
Absolutely.
Know?
And you know, and every week we want to highlight a new song that is playing over on Way Now. And this week, the song is by an artist named Marcus Rogers. The song is called Drippin'. I am 25, so I'm like a young millennial or an old Gen Zer. Mm. Do you guys know what the phrase drip means? Slang term, drip.
Drip.
Yeah,
means
go ahead, Betty.
You have. Because you don't know. It means you have style, I believe.
Yeah.
I think, you know, right?
I had to Google it, but I didn't think you guys would know it.
Yeah, I'm dripping diamonds
old.
Over here.
That's
right.
Oh, are you?
Hey,
yeah.
I
was talking to him.
Oh,
no,
okay.
You weren't. You looked right at her.
I did not.
All right, so this is Drippin'.
Yeah, it's Drippin' by Marcus Rogers.
Woo! Come on now. No Cholo got the game in a chokehold. My blessing's coming in by the boatload. Never put the pressure on, but I don't fold. Walk in and I'm drippin' in that fresh oil. I don't do it for the culture, do it for the kingdom.
I like songs like this because I can dance to this.
Yeah.
You call that dancing?
Oh, that was. That
He's
was,
just bopping in
yeah,
his chair.
That's the best part of this song. You just have to like move your head like kind of staccato, like animation dance. And it's like it can make even guys like me just throw an arm up like this.
Oh,
perfect.
No.
And you can't do this to, you know, like a Hillsong United song. So maybe you go to Way Now to hear a little bit more dance music.
And to feel like your dance isn't like that bad. Like this is what it's good for. And so if this isn't your style, you might have a kid or kids at youth group. Maybe you do youth group work and stuff like that. Way Now is a great place to send them to. And how do you do it?
Go to waynowmusic.com or download the Way Now app.
Don't do it.
Don't hit the button. I know you want to hit the skip button. That's what podcasts are great for, because you can see the ad coming and you're like, I'm going to just skip this, skip, and get onto the aftercast, which I love that. I'm glad you like what we do. But just for a minute, don't hit it. Take your finger off the button. Don't hit skip. This is way more important than just some ad wanting to sell you something. We've partnered with Food for the Hungry, FH, as the cool kids call them, and they do amazing work with children that are vulnerable all around the world, and they get them the help that they need through people just like you.
Yeah, and just think about this. A little over a dollar a day can help your sponsored child, as well as other children in the community, get food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. So you can help end poverty right now by visiting fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show.
And the cool thing about this is, A, it helps the child and the community be better, because if you just have one child that's being helped, the community is still suffering, and it doesn't create a sustainable long-term solution. So that's what I love about how FH works. But then the other great part of this is you get to interact with that child. You can formulate that relationship with them, and you can write them and encourage them, and because they have really hard lives. And so the fact that you get to be a little piece of Jesus to them every day is a gift. So thank you for, if you've made it this far, not hitting skip, and maybe just go ahead and pop on over to fh.org/Wally Show and think about sponsoring one of our FH kids right now, because every minute that we wait is another minute, week, year, month that these kids are waiting for someone to come in and help them as well. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
It's hard to believe, but it's been almost a quarter of a century since the passing of royal family member Princess Diana.
Oh, man, that was a big day, and I remember that, and the world was shocked by it and saddened, for sure.
Just because it was so sudden and so terrible.
Tragic.
Yeah, but at the time of her death, she was only 36 years old.
That's crazy.
Same age as me.
Yeah, and not to speak ill of the dead, but like maybe it's just because it was a different time. Like, she looked much older. And I'm not saying, like, physically looked older, but she just seemed older. Like, she would have been in her 40s.
Right. I think she had to dress up for most of her life. And also, she had that, you know, that hair that was popular back in the 90s.
I will tell you this. Your trucker hat keeps you young, Rock.
Thank you. I'll wear it more often. But at the time of her death, they want to celebrate her, what would be her 60th birthday, which is today. So a statue of the princess will be unveiled. Her sons, Prince William and Harry, they're going to be there to dedicate the piece, being displayed at Kensington Palace. And it's already known that neither wives of the sons are going to be there. So Kate Middleton and Meghan Markle will not be there. And so reporters are claiming there's a reason for this. It could be because they just want to keep the attention on Princess Diana and not on the assumed or perceived drama that could be going on between the two couples.
And neither of the wives were involved with the mother, don't know her, have no relationship with her other than through the sons, and maybe they keep it like super small family. But I think with all of the distractions going on and the infighting between the royals, I think it's actually a smart thing, because I could see, and this is not me blaming the wives at all, but the wives affect us as husbands, and we have to instantly not like the person the wife doesn't like, you know, and stuff. And so if there's tension between Meghan and other people, or Duchess and Meghan, you know, like, I could see that. And so in this moment, I could see the boys setting their stuff aside way more easily when they don't have somebody else in their ear talking about it. I could see them joining in this time, remembering their mum. That's how you say it in London, their mom, and like maybe even starting to heal some stuff, or at least make some ground.
I sure hope so, because I mean, as a mom, if she were still alive on her 60th birthday, she would hate to know that there was just drama.
She'd be crushed
between them.
Yeah,
and her two boys.
Yeah, hopefully they'll get that worked out. But there you go, Princess Diana. How old? 60? You say?
Yeah, she would have been 60 today.
That's absolutely amazing. All right, that's gonna do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way of M, this is The Wally Show, and I came across this thing that was like, if you want to save money on vacation, Betty Rock, who should you not let plan your vacation?
Do not let the men plan the vacation, because 9 times out of 10, they're going to spend more money.
Yeah. I'm the one exception to that. Like, I don't like to spend, like, a lot of money on vacation, and I get really cheap.
Because you're the one paying for
Yeah, that's true. Now, we do have, I do have moments where I'm good at it. Like, we have, we call me Vacation Dad. And so when my daughter's with me, she's like, is Vacation Dad going to show up? Because he brings his wallet and
stuff.
And so I struggle through this. But it does go to show that in every relationship, you have very different personalities in it. You might have the vacation spender and the vacation saver, you know, and stuff like that.
And you need that.
Yeah, I definitely believe that. Like, the opposites are what make life work. Better, I think, because you have that balance. If you're both vacation spenders, before you know it, you're in debt. You know, if somebody's balancing that out, that's a good thing. So this is what I want to talk about with you right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What is your opposite? Like, you're this in the relationship, and what is your opposite? Like, your husband or your wife?
Maybe it's you're the good driver, yes, while the other one is not.
Oh, yeah. I know that one. My wife scares me. I could be dead tired on a trip and like, barely keeping awake and toothpicks in my eyes. And she's like, do you want me to drive? No, I'm good. I'm awake. I'm slapping my face, sticking my head outside the window. That's fine. Everything's going to be okay.
I wonder if she's trained you well.
Yeah, no, she's just scared me well. All right, so 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What is your opposite and why inside of your relationship? We'll take it now. So, Journey, what is your situation?
I just went through a divorce, which was extremely hard. But what I learned from that is that while opposites do attract, what really brings people together is when you're able to respect your partner in their oppositeness.
I think, like, in a work situation, like, for example, Betty Rock and I can be very different on different pages sometimes, but it's really healthy to always respect her difference and the fact that she is different from me, and to remember to value that. And I do, actually. I know I give her a hard time, but I do value, like, the fact that she is different, because it makes the show more interesting.
Right now,
Betty's very quiet because she did not see that compliment coming. She's like, I'm processing. I don't know where to go with this.
I'm in shock, really. I think a bigger thing that you're trying to message as well, Journey, is that you don't want to change the person. You want to be respectful of the opposite way that they handle things. But in that respect, you're also not wanting to change them. And you can't honestly go into a marriage wanting to change a person.
That is spoken like a lady who is never going to change for no dumb man.
Hey, man!
What's yours, Amanda?
My husband, Damien, is the calm in our relationship. I go from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds flat, and he keeps me grounded. God definitely blessed me with my husband.
I love that you can admit that. What's frustrating for us as guys is when we know we have you and you're the one, but you will not admit it.
But I think, Wally, it's safe to say that in yours and your wife's situation,
yes,
she's the calm while you're the drama.
Oh, I'm the storm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds flat.
Oh, maybe even faster than that. But the thing is, Amanda and I both admit it. Like, that's the difference. Like, the people that won't admit that they're like that, that's where the problem comes in.
Amanda, what was the last thing your husband had to calm you down on?
Usually it's his job, and his schedule flip-flops a lot. And so it drives me absolutely crazy.
You do realize that's not his fault, Amanda, right?
Exactly. He reminds me of that.
As another overreactor, I'm just throwing that out there for you to process this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And there are times in life that people do things that just leave you bewildered. And you're like, really? Why? Why are you doing this? And that's why we came up with this new segment.
People please!
Yeah, so here we go. We'll do a little people please. There was an unruly passenger forced a Delta Airlines flight to be diverted the other day. And we hear these stories all the time.
Especially recently.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are getting back into traveling after the COVID pandemic. Yeah. And maybe they're just... they lost how to be in front of people?
Yeah, they lost their dumb minds is what's happening.
Well, that too.
And this one is worse because it was an off-duty flight attendant.
No.
People, please.
They should know better.
Yeah, they should. And, like, got a flight diverted. Come on, man. This one is a people please, but it's kind of funny. There is a guy who painted Welcome to Perth He owned a roofside warehouse that was in the flight path of airplanes in Australia. But the funny part of this is he's in the flight path for the Sydney, Australia airport, which is 2,000 miles away. So as people are on the plane flying in, like, oh, this is going to be so exciting. And wait, welcome to Perth. Did we get on the wrong flight?
Oh, no.
There's that moment of just freaking out people that I think is so great.
Good for him, though. Yeah. Kind of giving him a startle.
I mean, travel is a little stressful, but that's really funny. And finally, there's a dude struggling to sell his ex-wife's dress online, her wedding dress. It didn't work out, so he's like, you know what? I want to get rid of all of this. I'm going to sell it. So there's a potential buyer that asked to see how it looked on someone. He didn't have anyone to put it on, so he put it on himself.
No.
Yeah, he did.
No, he did not.
Yeah, he did. And then the person didn't buy it. People, please.
Oh, and those photos are out there.
They're online. They went viral. No. That lady owes him. Even if she didn't want it, couldn't fit in it, doesn't matter. She should have bought it.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.